Watch, Blaze Erupts in California, Generating Fire in Idaho. By Amy Furr on August 11, 2022. A brush fire ignited near a major roadway in Gorman, California. On Wednesday, spreading to over 100 acres as more than 200 firefighters responded. The blaze started near Highway 138 and resulted in what appeared to be a firenado, with its flames twisting and reaching up to the sky, Fox Weather reported Thursday. The blaze was named the Sam Fire, and the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's Station said a portion of the highway was closed down. Aerial video footage showed the firenado burning amid the smoke. The flames appeared to crawl upwards and twist into a column as it moved along the ground. It was unclear how the blaze initially started. However, a Fox Weather reporter explained that a firenado was the result of intense heat, turbulent winds, and rising air. In an update Wednesday night, the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff's Station said the Sam Fire in Gorman had reached 148 acres and it was contained at 60%. For an earlier post, the agency said no structures had been threatened by the fire and the California Highway Patrol was also at the scene. A fire column such as the recent one is normally 33 to 100 feet tall, and with inside wind speeds of 20 to 60 miles per hour, according to the Fox Weather report. The smallest whirls can be just a couple of feet across while the largest can span 500 feet in diameter, the outlet said. More aerial video footage showed a helicopter over the blaze working to keep the flames from reaching a grove of trees. Several helicopters drew water to drop over the fire from nearby Quail Lake, KTLA reported Wednesday. In June, over 6 million Californians were made aware of unprecedented water restrictions while state officials managed the worst drought in history, according to Breitbart News. California is facing its third year of drought, which has reportedly produced the driest conditions in the state in at least 1,200 years. As a result, Governor Newsom, D., pleaded with all California water agencies to take more aggressive actions to communicate about the drought emergency and implement conservation measures, the article read.